That, you know, while Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, you didn't talk, and now all of a sudden you're starting to talk. So we can pretty much capsulize that Nitzavim Vayelech as Nitzavim being the end of the era of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Vayelech the beginning of Yehoshua ben Nun's leadership, because Yehoshua here, as the pasuk says, Vayelech Moshe v'Yehoshua v'yisyatzev v'oyhel moyed v'yitzav Moshe es Halavim, and before that, Vayitzav is Yehoshua ben Nun, Vayoyim Chazak ve'emotz. So here we have the transition from Moshe to Yehoshua. Nitzavim is Moshe Rabbeinu's message. Vayelech, he's sort of transferring it over to Yehoshua. And so too, this Shabbos, it's the last Shabbos of the year, but at the same time, it's the beginning of the new year, really, because it's Chofei Elul, this Shabbos, and the first day of creation. And the beginning of a new era, the beginning of a new year, we're going from Tav Shin Ayin to Tav Shin Ayin Aleph. Just like in Nitzavim Vayelech, we're going from Moshe to Yehoshua. Elul is the month of God, as mentioned in the previous weeks, and Tishrei is the month of Ephraim. Elul is God. God is connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in the portion of land of God, as the pasuk says, in V'zois HaBracha, which Moshe Rabbeinu says, the last words of Moshe Rabbeinu on the last day of his life on Zayin Adar is the brachas that he gives to the Shvatim in Parshas Bracha. And there he says, Vayah Reishis Loi, talking about God, Kisham Chelkas Mechokek Sofun. That's where the scribe of Klal Yisrael, which is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, as Unkelus translates, Moshe Sofra Rabbi Yisrael, Kavir, is buried. So Moshe is buried in the portion of land of God. God had a very special relationship with Moshe Rabbeinu. It's brought up in the Kedusha Harim and the pasuk Umikne Rav Hoya Livnei Ruvain Vilivnei God. And they asked for a portion of land on the other side of the Yarden because of all their cattle. It was a very fertile area. Why did they have more cattle than everyone else? Because they only ate the mun. They never ate meat. So they never shechted their cattle. So they had a lot of cattle. Why did they only eat mun? Because mun came in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And they had a tremendous attachment, a tremendous iskashrus to Moshe Rabbeinu. It says the Chiddush HaYorim, that's Mikne Rav. They had a kinyan in their Rav. They had this a very, very special relationship with Moshe Rabbeinu. God even more than Reuven, because it's brought down that it was really God's idea to be on the other side. Reuven is mentioned first because Reuven was older, but when you look at the end of Parshas, in Parshas Matos, at the end where it talks about this, only the first time is Reuven mentioned first. Afterwards it says, Ayavayu b'nei God u'b'nei Reuven. The b'nei God and the b'nei Reuven came to Moshe Rabbeinu. It says God first, because really God was more involved in transferring the portion of land to that part than Reuven was. There is an opinion that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in the portion of land of Reuven. So some say it was both, because there was sheikhtus about this. But our peep shot, certainly the pasuk says the favor that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in the portion of land of God, and God is Elul. So we're going from God, which is where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. We're going from Elul to Ephraim. Ephraim is Yehoshua ben Nun. Yehoshua ben Nun is a descendant of Ephraim. Yehoshua ben Nun, in fact, is a descendant of Elishama ben Amihud, who was the Nasi of Shevet Ephraim. So Yehoshua is direct from Ephraim, and we enter the month of Ephraim, and we notice that in the parashiyos that we read, as we enter the month of Tishrei, we learn about Yehoshua, and Bayela, Hazinu again, in Hazinu at the end, read about Yehoshua ben Nun, and then in Rezois HaBayedah Moshe Ha'am Hu V'Hoshea ben Nun. And then at the end of his Zayis HaBrachot, Yehoshua ben Nun, Molei Ruachach, Yehoshua ben Nun is mentioned in every parasha that is read in Chodesh Tishrei in Chumash. Vayelech sometimes is also in Tishrei. Hazinu is always in Tishrei. Bracha is always read in Tishrei. Because Tishrei is Ephraim, that's the month of Yehoshua ben Nun. And although one may ask, Yehoshua was not as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe is compared to the sun, as the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Yeshua is compared to the moon. No comparison, it's only a reflection. So Moshe is much greater. We would think Tishrei is a much greater month than Elul, and yet we're associating Elul with God, which God is the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Tishrei is Ephraim. And in many ways, in certain ways, as mentioned in previous weeks, Elul is higher than Tishrei in a way. It's the Hachana to Tishrei. It's really, in a way, greater. Elul is the Ratzayin. It's the Zman before the Bria. The Elul is when Olah Ratzayin, when Hashem had the thought, the decision to create the world. And in certain ways, Elul is on a higher level even than Tishrei. But the idea is, though, we're making a transition. I'm going from one year to the next. Every year is lower than the year before. It's Yiridas HaDoiros. With 1 year further away from Har Sinai, 1 year further away from Matan Torah, but 1 year closer to the Geula. And every year we read on the last Shabbos also the two last Prakim of Pirkei Avos, which this week is Hey Vav. Perek Hey starts with also, which is very timely for this Shabbos, Ba'asara Ma'amorais Nivra Ha'olam Ba'aloi B'maimer Echad Yocholihi Boros, the Mishnah asks, Umat Halmed Loimar. Right, the first Mishnah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with 10 utterances. He could have done it with one, and as Mefarshim explained, he did, because Bereshis Nami Maimaru. Bereshis really was the Maimar Kloli that Hashem created everything with. Everything was created with the word Bereshis. Then afterwards, everything was put into its designated spot. But really, all the matter, whatever was needed for the component, all the components needed for the physical act, for the physical creation of this world, were all created on Biyom Rishon, Eish, Mayim. Ofar, Ruach was all there already the first day. Bereshis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Es Haoretz. Ruach, you have Ruach Elokim. You have everything was there the first day. The Or Harishon. So the Haloi B'Maimer Echad Yochel Lehibaros is not just a question; it's also a statement. Hashem created the world by Asara Ma'amorais in detail, but there was the Maimer Echad that Bereshis. What really everything was created with the word Bereshis. That's the first Mishnah that we read. This Shabbos, the last Shabbos of the year, which is also Chof Hei Elul, the first day of creation. And the last Mishnah of, it's really a Braisa of Perek Vav, is Kol Ma Shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levoi El Lekvoidoi Shenemar. Everything that Hashem created in this world, He created for His glory. Again, creation. And the last Pasuk that the Perek Avos ends with, is Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Vod, which is of course related to Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of Kabbalah's HaMalchus. One of the 10 Psukim of Malchus is Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Vod. So Ba'asara Ma'amaris Nivra Ha'olam, for what purpose? For Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Vod. The whole world was created so that Hashem should rule, so that the world should recognize the kingship of Hashem. Malchus, which is what we do on Rosh Hashanah, we accept Hashem as king every year. Baal Tanya writes that every year in Rosh Hashanah a new light is sent down to the world, an Or Chodosh, an Or Elyon that was never here before. That Or, which is created on the first day of creation, Chof Hei Elul, Vayar Elokim Es Or Ki Tov, every year a new light, a higher level. Unfortunately, we don't feel it yet, but one day we will. But every year there's a potential for this being the year with the highest level of Or being revealed. So Mitzavim Vayelech, these two parashiyos encompass Acharis and Reishis. The Acharis, it's the end of the year. Mitzavim, it's the end of the period of Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership. Moshe Rabbeinu is gathering all of Klal Yisrael. Sfasemis writes that the last Shabbos of the year is Koilel all the Shabbosos of the year. One can do tshuva for all the Shabbosos, any tikkun that's needed for the Shabbosos of the past year of Tavshin and Ayin. Can be accomplished this Shabbos, this last Shabbos of the year. And Vayelech is the parasha which talks about already preparing for the new leadership for Yahushua, preparing for the new year, for next year, which also this Shabbos is Chof Hei El, so it's also really the beginning of the next year. This is also the Shabbos of Slichas. Slichas starts, you don't say Slichas on Shabbos, of course, but we call the minute is to call it Shabbos Slichas, which starts Moitzoy Shabbos. And the halacha is there has to be at least 4 days of slichas. L'chol ha'prachos. This year we have the minimum amount of slichas because Rosh Hashanah is Thursday. If it would have been Monday or Tuesday, then you have the whole thing, then you have to say everything. But this year we sort of get away with it and we only have to say for 4 days. Why a minimum of 4 days? The place can say just like a behema has to be checked from a mum, bikur mimum, 4 days. Before every the animals that are sacrificed in the Beis Hamikdash needed 4 days of preparation to make sure that they weren't blemished. So a Yid has 4 days to prepare before Rosh Hashanah, if he hasn't done so yet, to purify himself during these 4 days. But there's another reason brought down from the Netzvila Tzaddik, brings down that there are 22 days of din, he says, from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres. But Tishrei is only a month of din, it's the month of judgment. Rosh Hashanah, we know, is a day of Mishpat. Yom Kippur is a day of Mishpat. Even Sukkot, he says, the Lashon of the Mishnah is the Chag Nidoinin Al Hamayim. On Sukkot, there's a judgment how much water the world is going to receive. So it's a time of judgment. Hashanah Rabbah is an old thing, that's the Piska, the Kritloch, that's the day they say, good Kritloch, because that's in Shamayim, they take the Kritloch, they make the decision what kind of year we're going to have. It's Hashanah Rabbah. And then Shmini Atzeres also, that's the day we ask for Geshem. So he says the 22 days of Tishrei are din. But with the 4 days before that, that we have Slichas, 22 plus 4 is 26. That's the Mispar of the Shem Havaya, Yudkei Vavkei, which the number 26, Yudkei Vavkei, is the Shem of Rachamim. So the 4 days prior to Rosh Hashanah are Mamtik. They sweeten the Midas Hadin. There's a very beautiful idea that the 4 days of Slichas prior to Rosh Hashanah sweeten the whole din that starts Rosh Hashanah till Shmini Atzeres is calmed with the 4 days of Slichas that we daven prior to Rosh Hashanah, making it Yud Kei Vav Kei, equal to 26. And he elaborates, based on the Arizal, the Bnei Yisoskar and others, that the Shofar is the same thing. The word Shofar is spelled Shin Vav Pei Resh. And he says it's two different words, even though there's no such word as Shin Vav, but the two different ideas. Just Pei Resh, to do it, all the Sfarim speak about it, that there are Hei Gevurois Demansepach. There are five letters in the Aleph Beis that are Gevurois, that they are Midas Hadin, and those are the Sophios, the letters at the end, the Chof Sophis, the Mem Sophis, the Nun Sophis, the Pei Sophis, and the Tzadik Sophis. Mansepach. Mansepach is the gematria 280, Reish Pei. Those are the Par Dinin, 280 Dinin, Midas Hadin. Any Midas Hadin in the world originates from the Par Dinin. And the Shofar is Mamtikin. The word Shofar is Shinvav Pei Reish. The Pei Reish is Par, is 280, and that's Mansepach. Shinvav is the gematria Dvash. That's why we dip the apple and the challah and the honey to be mamtik, to sweeten the midas adim. And it's also the gematria av harachamim, that on Rosh Hashanah we're trying to be mamtik, that Hashem should be the av harachamim rather than be the shofet mishpat din, as the Medrash says, when we blow shofar, Hashem goes from kisei din to kisei rachamim. It's really a Medrash mefurish. So the Arizal and the Sfarim after Amiram is in the word shofar. That Shofar is a combination of Shin Vav equal to Dvash equal to Avarachamim and Pei Resh. The Dvash, which is Avarachamim, Avarachamon, also Rachamon, Rachamim, two Girisois, but it's the same gematria. Avarachamim, Avarachamon, Michamoicha Avarachamim, we say, Michamoicha Avarachamon, is Nizgala after the blowing of the Shofar. Before the Shofar, this tremendous din. The Shofar is Mamtik the Din, and Hashem goes from Kisei Din to Kisei Rachamim. But that's also these. Every Minhag is Yisudosai Bahare Kodesh. Minhagim are not to be laughed at. Kiyadua, the Rashba writes in a Tshuva, even the Minhagim that you know because of your grandmother, he says the people call Baba Mises because of that, because they say it's made up by the grandmother's myths. He says one should not mock a Minhag Yisrael. Unless, of course, it's rooted in nonsense, but any minhag, Taisus says in the Menachos, Minhag Yisrael Toirahi, it's Taisus in the Menachos. Any minhag, and especially all the minhag of Minhagei Rosh Hashanah, what we eat Rosh Hashanah night, which is based on the Gemara and Krisis, and it's Halacha Mefurash and Shulchan Aruch, and the dipping of the challah and the apple and the honey, all of these are in Yonim Nisgovim to be Mamtik Din. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. So he says, Hayoim, we know what it says in the Zohar, Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah, Yoim Adedina Rabbah. Hey Yoim, says it's the fifth day, the day after the 4 days of Slichas. After the 4 days of Slichas, so you have Rosh Hashanah is Yoim Hey. It's already the fifth day that we're beseeching Hashem. We've already been doing it 4 days prior, beginning Mitzvah Shabbos this year. It's exactly 4 days, the minimum requirement of Slichas. Atem nitzavim ayoyim kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Elokeichem is din, Hashem is rachamim. So we're trying to be mamtik the din, which is Elokeichem, with the Shem Havaya, which is rachamim. Havaya equal to 26 days, starting with Slichas, eating into the 22 days of Tishrei, Toshmini Atzeres. We have the Hamtaka of the Shofar, which is hinted in this week's parasha as well. We know one of the Rosh Tevis of Shofar is Pen Yesh Bochem Shoiresh Poire Rosh V'La'ano. You have in this parasha the Moshe Rabbeinu is warning Klal Yisrael. Perhaps there is a man or woman of family or shevet among you who turns away from Hashem to serve idols. Pen Yesh Bochem Shoiresh Poire Rosh V'La'ano. A bitter herb, a bitter root of poison, not someone who's evil in and out, even inside. Rashi says, Shoyrish Megadol Esev Mar, Kegidin Shehem Morim, like Gidin, sinews that are bitter, Kolema Mafra Umar Beresha, Poire, he says, is Pru Revu, Mafra Umar Beresha Bekirbethem, that he, a person who just, his whole existence is evil, such a person. Tell us the Svarim, such a person you think probably there's no hope for, a person who's mamish ra, even in the Shoyrish, he's so ra. Shoyrish, Poyre Rosh V'la'ana. Tell us the Svarim, Shoyfar is Rosh HaTevis, Shoyrish, Poyre Rosh V'la'ana. That the Shoyfar has the power to be mamtik, to sweeten even such a Jew who's bitter. Esef Mar here, Kegidin Shehem Morim, he's Mafro Mar Beresha. Tishrei is the month of Ephraim. Ephraim is called Ephraim because of Miloshon Pru Revu. Ki Ephrani Elikim Be'eretz Onyi. We eat fish the night of Rosh Hashanah and we say Yehi Rotzayim that we should increase like fish. Pru Revu is the first mitzvah in the Torah. First mitzvah in the Torah is Pru Revu. To be fruitful, Lamal Yusa, to be fruitful, to be marbe b'tzedakah, to be marbe b'mitzvah, is pru revu b'ruchnias. This is a person who's pru revu b'rishus, mafer u'marbe resha b'kirbachem. The shofar can eliminate his wickedness. The shofar has the power even to bring such a person back. That's how powerful the shofar is. The shofar is mamtik, even such a person who's a shoyresh poyresh v'la'ano, because the shofar brings us to the shoyresh. The shofar brings us to the root, to the true root of every yid. Every yid is rooted in Hashem himself. And shofar, we learn out, how do we know that it has to be a shofar? We learn it out from Yovel. It says, Yom Teruah Yihi Elochem, and the Gemara Darshans, we have no idea that it's a shofar. It doesn't say anything about a shofar at all in the Pasuk. Very little written about Rosh Hashanah at all. So the Gemara learns out from the Gezeirah Shava. Bachodesh Hashvi, Bachodesh Hashvi, and it says by Yovel, Havarta Shofar Truah, Bachodesh Hashvi, Be'osar Bachodesh. So all the truahs of Chodesh Hashvi are with a shofar. So where did we learn out Rosh Hashanah from? From Yovel. What's Yovel? Yovel is returning to our source, going back to the beginning. That's what Yovel is. All slaves go free, all fields return to their original owners. That's the power of the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, and that's what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is Yovel, returning, turning back, coming back to the beginning. Bereshis, Aleph B'Tishrei, back to the Shoyrish, Bereshis Milakadmin, Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem, back to the beginning. This Shabbos is also the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, Tipshutai. So it's the Shabbos that includes Rosh Hashanah. We know that the Shabbos before Yom Tov is the Yom Tov that it falls out during the week. It's already in the parish, it's in the Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah is very, very unique, something that we don't really think about, besides what we know Rosh Hashanah is all about. The Torah tells us very little about Rosh Hashanah. All you have is few psukim and parashas Emor and in Pinchas. That's it. Otherwise, Rosh Hashanah is not mentioned at all as a Yom Tov. Of course, it's the day that Hashem created Adam Arishon, Nasa Adam. The Chet Eitz Hadas occurred on Rosh Hashanah. Yosef goes out of prison on Rosh Hashanah. Vayimi Keitz Shnosayim Yom is Rosh Hashanah. True, but where does the Torah actually talk about the Chodesh Hashvi'i Be'echad LaChodesh being a Yom Tov? Mechuyev and Karbonis, only a few psukim in Emor, so it's not mentioned until Parshas Emor. There it's called Shabbosah in Zichroin Truah Vikra Kodesh. And in Parshas Pinchas, it's Yom Truah Yiyalochem. That's it. Very little about it. But yet it's the Rosh of the year. It's the head of the year. It's the brain of the year. And it means, just like the brain controls the entire body. The entire body is in the brain. A healthy brain is a healthy body. Chas v'shalom, a person has a blood clot in the brain. Lack of oxygen to the brain paralyzes a person, Rahman al-Islam, and it affects the rest of the body, because it's all totally in the Rosh. Therefore, it's not wild to say that every Yom Tov is in Rosh Hashanah, and it has to be that way, because since it's the Rosh of the year, it's the brain of the year, so that means every Yom Tov throughout the year has to be hinted in Rosh Hashanah, because it's the Rosh, just like the Rosh is the brain of the entire year, the entire body. The Rosh of the Shana is the brain of the entire year, not only because on that day it's decided what kind of year it's going to be, but every Yom Tov, every day, but every Yom Tov as well, is hinted in, it's rooted in Rosh Hashanah. And we see this, if you go through every single Yom Tov, every Yom Tov you could see that even Chanukah and Purim are rooted in Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur needs really no explanation. In fact, in Yecheskel, Yom Kippur is called Rosh Hashanah. Yecheskel HaNavi refers to Yom Kippur as Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah really means the first part of the year, which is the first 10 days of the year. The Rishis Hashanah might even be the entire Tishrei. Rishis is Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah definitely includes Yom Kippur, because it's the first of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which ends with Yom Kippur. So Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are one unit. It's Aseres Yemei Tshuva. What about Sukkot? Sukkot also needs really no explanation, because Sukkot is the gilui of what is Rosh Hashanah b'keseh. What's hidden, what's in Rosh Hashanah in a concealed fashion, is revealed on Sukkot. Think about the shayla for b'keseh liyoyim chageinu. Tell us Chazal, liyoyim chageinu is Sukkot, b'keseh is Rosh Hashanah. That means what's hidden on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the moon is not visible. It's Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh, the moon is Bakesa. Ezechad Shachodesh Neskasa Boy. Which is the Yom Tov? There's only one Yom Tov throughout the year that the moon is not visible. That's Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Chodesh. But we know it as Rosh Hashanah. So the moon is hidden. Sukkot, the moon becomes revealed. Sukkot is the 15th of the month. Kayim Asgira Ba'ashlamusa Miloy Alevana. And the Svarim explained to us that the 100 koilos that we listen to on Rosh Hashanah, we only have to hear really 9:30 Midoy Raisa, but we listen to the 100 koilos. So the Meya koilos of Rosh Hashanah later become the Schach of the Sukkah. Schach is Samach Chav Chav, which is 60, 20, 20, which is equal to 100. The Meya koilos become the Schach. The koilos of the Shofar Beruchnias end up being our protection, the Tzila, the Meheman Rusa of the Sukkah. So Sukkot is the continuation of Rosh Hashanah. It says, Yaminoi techapkeini, Smoiloi tachas l'roishi v'yaminoi techapkeini, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. So the Chazal says, Smoiloi tachas l'roishi is Rosh Hashanah, Yaminoi techapkeini is Sukkot. So Sukkot is the gilui of what is Rosh Hashanah behelem, what's hinted on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, what we don't see, comes out on Sukkot. So Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot are certainly, besides being in the same month, there's definitely a relation. It's so the entire Sukkot is hinted in Rosh Hashanah. What about, as we move on throughout the year, we'll start with the Doiraisa, the Kiyamim Toivim. What about Pesach? Pesach also, it's obvious, the connection. Eidus b'hoisev samoy b'tseisay al eretz Mitzrayim. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara to learn now, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that two major events took place on Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah Yotza Yosef Mibeso Asurim, as mentioned before, Yosef went out of prison on Rosh Hashanah. But the connection to Pesach is the next Chazal. The Rosh Hashanah Botla Ha'avoida Me'avoiseinu B'Mitzrayim. When did they stop working in Mitzrayim? Not on the night that they left. They stopped working on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was the Aschalto de Geula. Rosh Hashanah was the beginning of the redemption. Pesach was the Hashlama of the Geula. So what's completed on Pesach was what began on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the Helam at least, in a concealed way, was already Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Shofar has the power to emancipate. The Shofar frees. Avodim are freed. when they hear the shofar in the year of Yovel, Ukrosem Droyer Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshreha. That's what the shofar does. Pesach, we became free, we became chofshi, we became independent, we were released, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Rosh Hashanah is also a p'china of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah, that's what the shofar does. The shofar takes us out of the Meitzar. Min ha-Meitzar, we say, before we blow the shofar, Min ha-Meitzar karosi ka anoni ba-melchav. The shofar is built, is made that way. It's narrow and then it widens. When our Meitzar is constrained, we're leaving now Tisha B'Av. This is the last Shabbos of the 7 weeks of Nechama. This is the last of the Zion the Nechamas, the Sois Osis Bahashem, the last Haftorah, the most joyous of all the Haftorahs, is the Shabbos right before Rosh Hashanah, where we say we rejoice with Hashem. Psukim about Chosin and Kala here. Umisois Chosin al Kala Yosis Alaych Alaykoyich. It's the time when Hashem takes revenge, and he's every year hoping that this will be the year of Geula. Very joyous Haftorah, the last of the 7 Nechamas. As we leave the Shiva the Nechamasa, which are the weeks in which we were consoled for the sad events of Tisha B'Av, which Tisha B'Av was the last day of the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim, Meitzar, Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah, we're out of Mitzrayim. Just like on Shavuos, we're out of Mitzrayim. Shavuos is the 50th day. On that day, we receive the Torah. We hear the Shofar, which is the connection, of course, between Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, which is also obvious, because one of the reasons that we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is to remember the Shofar of Matan Torah. The Koil Shofar Chazot Ma'oy, the Mshoy Chayoyvel, the Chol Ha'am Royim Es HaKoilois. So Rosh Hashanah is connected clearly to Yom Kippur, to Sukkot, to Pesach, to Shavuos, which are all rooted in Rosh Hashanah. What kind of Yom Tov we're going to have this year? Every Yom Tov this year is already decided and it's already rooted in the brain of the year, which is Rosh Hashanah. What about Purim? The connection to Purim is also very clear. If one looks in the Pesukim in Nehemiah, where the Pesukim tell us about the how we're supposed to feel on Rosh Hashanah. People think that we're supposed to just sit in shul and cry a whole day. You know, the Arizal does say that at least once during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, a person should shed some tears. But Nehemiah told Klal Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah when they returned and they were crying, he said, "Don't cry," he said, "Al tivku v'al teyotzvu." He said, "Ichlu mashmanim u'shesu mamtakim v'shilchu monois le'ein nochoin lo'i ki chedvas Hashem hu ma'uzchem." Very strange. One would not expect a Rav and a Shul to get up on Rosh Hashanah and tell everyone, "I want everyone to go home now and have a great time, go feast and enjoy life." That's what Nehemiah tells Klal Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah. That's one of the few places in Tanakh where we find a Navi talking about what attitude we're supposed to have on Rosh Hashanah. It's in Nehemiah. It's the person that's quoted in all the Sfarim. Obviously, he didn't mean to go home and get drunk. He didn't mean to go home and to Huliyah and not to realize what Rosh Hashanah is all about. But in one of the things that he says is on Rosh Hashanah, "V'shilchu manos le'ein nochayim lo." Shalach manos. The only other time in Tanakh that we find that phrase is on Purim in the Megillah, and "V'shilchu manos le'ein nochayim lo," which Nehemiah told Klal Yisrael to do on Rosh Hashanah, even though we don't do it, and we're not going to start a new minhag now. There is no minhag, and there's no halacha at all to send Shalach manos on Rosh Hashanah, whatever it means. But there's definitely a parallel. But there's another parallel between Rosh Hashanah and Purim, and that is the Gemara tells us we don't say Hallel on Purim, and we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. Yes, for two different reasons, but it's interesting. The reason we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah is, as the Medrash says, the Gemara says, "Sifrei Chayim v'Sifrei Mesim Psuchim Lefanav." You're going to say Shira? How can you say Shira when matters of life and death are being decided on this day, and you're going to just sing and then say Hallel, even though we do sing on Rosh Hashanah, but Hallel. What's the reason, though, that we don't say Hallel on Purim? According to one opinion, we don't say Hallel on Purim because the Megillah is the Hallel. Kriyasa Zuhi Hilula. And perhaps we could say the same thing on Rosh Hashanah. The Shofar of Rosh Hashanah is the Hallel. Shofar is Hallel, Megillah is Hallel. In fact, Shofar and Megillah are one and the same. And how? The Gemara says it. Not the favorite, but the Gemara says it. When the Gemara talks about if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, or if Purim falls out on Shabbos, that we don't read the Megillah, we don't blow shofar. Why? So the Gemara says, because we're afraid, because they are the Rabbah, that maybe you're going to walk Dalet Amos in the Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, Hainu Taima the shofar, Hainu Taima the Megillah. That shofar and Megillah are the same. Both, if they fall out on Shabbos, we don't do. So tell us the Svarim HaKdoshim, that the Gemara is equating the two, because the Megillah does the same thing that the shofar does, and the shofar does the same thing that the Megillah does. The shofar is Megala, the Jewish heart. The shofar reveals the Yechida Shebenefesh. The shofar reveals every Yid's true essence. The shofar wakes us up. Uru Yishenem Mitardei Maschem. Like it says also in the Megillah, Balayla Ahu Nodid Oshnas HaMelech. There was an awakening. Achashverosh wakes up. Achashverosh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Medrash says, Melech Sheha Achris B'Horeshis Sheloi, which the time we're in now, right now at the end of the year, this is the Achris and the Reshis. This is the Achashverosh of time, which, as we mentioned in previous weeks, that Adar and Elul are sister months. They're both connected. And especially now, as we come to the end of Elul, preparing for the beginning of Tishrei, the Achris and the Reshis. So shofar and Megillah have the same effect. There are other connections. Purim is Adla Yoda. Purim is the Shar Hanun. Rosh Hashanah is the Shar Hanun. Rosh Hashanah is Adla Yoda. Rosh Hashanah. There are a lot of connections to Rosh Hashanah and Purim, but the Ein Kan HaMakom La'aruch B'zeh. Chanukah is also rooted in Purim. Clearly, the Yidua that the Bnei Yisrael brings down, the Matisyahu is Begematria Rosh Hashanah. So he says, because if you didn't accomplish on Rosh Hashanah what you're supposed to, you can do it on Chanukah. But of course, that means that Chanukah is rooted in Rosh Hashanah. That's what it means. You have till Chanukah, then it starts Rosh Hashanah. It extends till Chanukah. It's the grace period. If a person didn't utilize his slichos, his Aseres Yemei Teshuva, his Hashanah Rabbah, Rahman al Islam, so he has till Zeis Chanukah to do it. But the fact that we're saying that Chanukah is rooted in Rosh Hashanah, you do it on Chanukah, it's his man for Pekidas HaKorois, it's his a time that person could be mispalu for Zara Chai v'Kayama, and of course Rosh Hashanah is his man for that. Vashem Pokad Esara, that's Rosh Hashanah. First Kriya that we lay on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Vashem Pokad Esara. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembrance, and it's the day of Ksiva, when Hashem writes, we all wish each other, a Ksiva V'Chasima Toivah. We should be written and inscribed in the Book of Life. I don't know if there's any other parasha that has in it the word Ksiva mentioned so many times, like Nitzavim Vayelech. Nitzavim Vayelech, over and over, Haksuva B'Sefer HaTorah Hazeh. Haksuva, over and over. And then, of course, the last mitzvah of the Torah, which is this week's parasha, Mitzvah Taryag, is the mitzvah Ksivas Sefer Torah. V'ata Tisvu Lachem Es Hashira Hazeh. V'lamba Es B'nei Yisrael Sima B'fihem. What does Ksiva Sefer Torah have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Very clearly, very poshut. Every Yid is an ois in the Sefer Torah of Hashem. There's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah has to be complete. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem writes His Sefer Torah, which is us. And we are written in the Book of Life, hopefully. Kosveinu Zochreinu L'chayim, Melech Chofetz B'chayim. It's not enough that we ask Zochreinu L'chayim, but we say further, B'chosveinu B'sefer HaChayim, L'man Chayel L'kim Chayim, U'chesoiv L'chayim Toiv and Kol B'nei V'rizachem. V'nizoche v'nikosev L'fonecha Anachdo B'chol Amcha B'es Yisrael L'chayim Toiv M'l'sholet. Ksiva, it's written, it's etched in writing. It's Ksiva Sefer, Hashem is Mekayim Mitzvahs, like we are Mekayim Mitzvahs. Magid Devar, Rav Liyakov, Chukov V'mishpat Tov L'Yisrael. So if Hashem commands us to write a Sefer Torah, so does He. When does He write a Sefer Torah? Every Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Teshuva. This is the time when Hashem is writing His Sefer Torah, when He's inscribing every Yid in the Book of Life. This is the last Shabbos of the year. So this Shabbos encompasses Rosh Hashanah, and at the same time it encompasses the entire, all the Yomim Tovim that are included in Rosh Hashanah. That's why this is the Shabbos that we can be masakin all the Shabboses of the previous year and gather together. It's a Shabbos of Achdus. We find Achdus twice in this parasha. Once Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Bifnei Hashem Elokeichem, where all Yidden are being gathered together by Moshe Rabbeinu himself, even Michoite Beitzecha at Shoyev Meimecha. Svarim explained Choyte Beitzecha is Chamisha Asa Ba'av, that's the time when they finish chopping the wood, one of the reasons that it's a Yom Tov. And Shoyev Meimecha is Sukkos, when we draw water for Nisach HaMayim. So Mechayte Beitzecha at Shoyev Meimecha is from Chamisha Asa Ba'av, which is the Gematria Ksiva V'Achsim HaToyva, till Sukkos, one unit of time. Atem Nitzav Ma'ayoyim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Aleikeichem, from Rosheichem all the way down to Shoyev Meimecha, from the top to the bottom, from Aleph to Tav, Reishis to Acharis, all Yidin gathered together, and when Yidin are together, we get the brachas from Hashem. Just like before Matan Torah, the prerequisite was Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahor, and then comes Matan Torah. Before Rosh Hashanah, Atem Nitzav Mayan Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem, the Shefa of Rosh Hashanah comes down to the world, the new Or comes down to the world. And in Vayelech, we have the mitzvah of Hakel, second to the last mitzvah, mitzvah number 612, the Gematria Bris. Hakel es ha'om ha'anoshim v'hanoshim v'hatav v'geruch ha'asher b'sharecha, that there's a mitzvah to gather all the Yidden together. So this is a parasha of kibbutz. Kibbutz goliyos, mishom yikabetzcha Hashem alekecha, u'mishom yikochecha. That Hashem's going to gather all Yidden from every part of the world to bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. That's in this week's parasha, the Havtocha of the Geula. When we come to the end of the year, especially this year, Tov Shin Ayin, for any year, but there was a lot of hope that this would be the year of Geula, and so far, tonight's Chav Beis Elul. So there's not too much time left, but that doesn't mean the year is over yet. The year is not over yet. Many, as mentioned last time, or I don't remember where I said this, but many major events in history happened the last week of Elul, including 9/11, was Chav Gimel Elul. So the year is not over. A lot can still happen. But when it comes to the end of the year, many people might feel down. This is what Peres Maftiach. This is what the Haftach is here, the last Shabbos of the year. This time of the year represents the last moments of Golos, the last moments of the Elef Hashishi, when it's Acharis and Reishis. It's the end of Golos, it's the beginning of the Geula. It's not exactly as called the Geula yet, but it's the end of Golos, and we feel the Geula coming. Just like Nitzav and Vayelech, the Shofar is Mekabetz. That's what the Shofar does. The Shofar has the power to be Mekabetz, to gather. To Kabetz Shofar God L'Cheir Hussein, we say every day in davening. The Son Eitz L'Kabetz Golu Yosein. The Kabetz Seinu Yachem Meir Me'abakan Tvist. Baruch HaTov Hashem Mekabetz Nitchei Amo Yisrael. The Shofar has the power to do it. In fact, one of the Kavanis of Sad Yagoyin writes that you're supposed to have in mind when you hear the Shofar is Kibbutz Goliath, that there will be Kibbutz Goliath, there will be Tchias HaMesim. Baruch atah Hashem, Mechaye HaMesim is B'gematria, Misham Yechabetzcha Hashem Alekecha, Misham Yikochecha. Kibbutz Goliath is Tchias HaMesim, really, it's going to happen one after the other. Kibbutz Goliath is first, then Tchias HaMesim. Rosh Hashanah is the day of Tchias HaMesim, it's Yom HaZikoroin. Tchias HaMesim is that Hashem remembers us. Misa is Shikcha. Zikoroin is Chayim, Zochreinu V'Chayim, Tchias HaMesim. All this is rooted in the Akedah. We were zeichet to all of this because of the Akedah, where Avraham took the ram. Vayalehu le'oila tachas benoi. Vayalehu le'oila tachas benoi is begematria ki yoim nokom belibi ushnas geulai ba'a. That's in this week's Haftorah. As the Ramban says, the Haftacha to the Geula, that there will be a Geula for sure, he says, no matter what, even if you don't deserve it, even if the entire Klal Yisrael are chayiv. Says the Ramban, Binishbati Ne'um Hashem, Hashem swore, Vayoyme Binishbati Ne'um Hashem, that there will be a Geula no matter what. That's why those words, Vayoyme Binishbati Ne'um Hashem, Adagamatri, Misham Yikabetz, Hashem Olikechu, Misham Yikochechu. That's the ayo, that's the ram, that's the shofar of the Akedah that we read Rosh Hashanah, because that's where it's rooted. All shofars are rooted in the shofar of the Akedah. And as a result of the Akedah and the Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham Avinu, there will be Kibbutz Goliath, there will be Tchias HaMesim, there will be Geula. There's hope for every single Yid, there's a Tikkun for every single Yid. Because Avraham passed the last of the 10 tests mentioned in this week's Pirkei Avos. Asara Nisyonis Nisnasa Avraham Avinu V'omad V'chulam, especially the last one, the Nisyon of the Akedah, which as a result of that test, Yishmael is not part of Klal Yisrael. Yishmael, which is causing us all the problems today in Golos Yishmael, the last Golos prior to Mashiach, Rosh Hashanah is the time to be mispala for the Mapala of Yishmael. In fact, both days Rosh Hashanah, we read about the Mapala of Yishmael. Goresh Ha'oma Azoiz V'Yazbena, we read the first day of Rosh Hashanah and the second day of the Akedah, where it's revealed that Yitzchak is the Yechida, Es Yechidacha, Kachna Es Bincha, Es Yechidacha Asher Ahavta. The true Yechida, the true one son of Avraham Avinu was Yitzchak, Ki B'Yitzchak Yikorei L'Chazar, which we read the first day of Rosh Hashanah. All this is read on the Rosh Hashanah, when we, the day of, the month of Ephraim, whose Nasi was Elishama. Elishama is the same Isis as Yishmael. Just like then, Yehoshua ben Nun was the one who fought Amalek. It's Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben Ephraim, who will fight Yishmael, who will fight Goy Gumogoy. Gets brought down Mashiach ben Yosef, who's a descendant of Ephraim, descendant of Yosef HaTzadik, whose month is Tishrei. It's brought down Muhammad's Goy Gumogoy will be in Tishrei. That's why the Haftarah of Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Sukkos, and the first day of Sukkos is about Muhammad's Goy Gumogoy. We should be zoichetaka that this year, Tavshin Ayin Aleph is begamatria Bias Mashiach. We should be zoichet that this year, and even before this year, we should all together experience Misham Yikabetzcha Hashem Alekecha, U'Misham Yikachecha, Ve'eviyacha Hashem Alekecha El Oretz, Asher Yorsha Avoisecha Ve'irishta Ve'etivcha, and we should all be inscribed, U'mol Hashem Alekecha Eslovavcha Ve'eslovav Zarecha, Rosh Hateves Elul. As we end Elul, we should be zoichet that Hashem should lend a hand in circumcising our hearts, which means in removing the Yetzer Hara from us. The Nasan Hashem Alekech is called Ha'olo Yisraela Aloyvech V'Al Soinecha. The Oyev is Yishmael, the Soine is Esav. Kisishma B'Koyel Hashem Alekech, Kisoshuv El Hashem Alekech, which is Kisoshuv El Hashem Alekech is B'Gamatria Rosh Hashanah. When we return to Hashem, return to our Shoyrish, return to the Oyevel, we should all be zeichet to keep his goliath and chias hamesim and bias hamashiach and exibim achsim betoyv and eshnaz geula yeshua.